us. There has been a lot of national security news the last few days. The Al-Qaeda threat, the sentencing of Bradley Manning, Edward Snowden getting asylum, Congress calling out the NSA. Trevor Tim has been writing about all of this from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Welcome to America Weekend.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's start with that last part, because I think this is part of the Edward Snowden story that has been kind of steamrolling in the last few days. What are your thoughts on what Congress has been doing?
Absolutely. You know, when Edward Snowden first came out with all of these NSA leaks, you know, the reaction from Congress was kind of muted. But after a few weeks, they started seeing polls that showed pretty unequivocally that the Americans had really changed their mind about all of the secrecy and NSA surveillance that's going on in the country. And Congress has really reacted to those polls. And in the last couple weeks, over a dozen different bills have been introduced in Congress to try to roll back some of these expansive powers the NSA has. And it seems like members of both parties really want to enact some real change, something that we haven't seen in a decade or more, since privacy has taken a back seat to so-called security concerns.
And this is really bipartisan, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, I've never seen an issue that's been so bipartisan, especially when you think about how polarized Congress has been over the last few years. They had one vote on an amendment to a budget bill that would have curtailed part of NSA's powers just last week, and it was amazing. It was cut down the middle between Republicans and Democrats on one side that were very interested in privacy protections and civil liberties, and then on the other side, Republicans and Democrats that were in charge of these, a lot of the leadership of both parties that were in charge of the committees and the House Democratic and Republican leaders. But it was clear that it was very evenly split between the parties and quite bipartisan.
Interesting to me that even people who not only supported the Patriot Act but helped write it, like Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner, a Republican from Wisconsin, they are now speaking out against it. How much of what the NSA has done in the last half dozen years do you blame on what Congress did when they passed the Patriot Act?
Well, I think there was certainly huge problems with the Patriot Act, but as you said, I mean, I think that was probably one of the more powerful messages that's been sent in the last couple of weeks. Jim Sensenbrenner, who's a Republican, law and order type, he's never been accused of being a civil libertarian, has spoken out forcefully against the NSA, saying that this is not how he wrote the law. They're not supposed to be allowed to, with just one secret court order, to vacuum up every single American's phone records. And he's been quite insulted and shocked by the fact that they have kind of morphed this law into the way they have. You know, that discounts all the other privacy concerns that many people have had with the Patriot Act over the years. But now Jim Sensenbrenner is actually leading the effort for reform and plans on introducing a bill shortly that really tackles the problem head on. So it's been great to see that it's not just the usual suspects who are fighting these bills, but a more broad coalition.
So considering all that, and considering that none of this was public information just a few months ago, shouldn't Congress be thanking Edward Snowden?
Yeah, it's really unbelievable that, you know, we keep hearing, well, let's have this debate. I'm glad this debate is going on. But let's also throw the person who started the debate in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of members of Congress has continually called him a traitor when clearly he's not. You know, it's quite obvious by his statements and what he has been able to accomplish in just a short time with all of these bills going through Congress, that he's the classic case of a whistleblower, that he saw something wrong and there was no other avenue for transparency. All these other avenues were being cut off, whether it's through the executive branch or the courts or Congress, and so he decided to go to the press. And now we're seeing the fruits of that effort, and, you know, it's been a long time coming for sure.
Do you think that Snowden's lawyers will be able to say, hey, you know what, you wouldn't be having this debate and you wouldn't be trying to repeal some of this if it weren't for our client?
Yeah, you know, I think that's going to be a really good argument. Unfortunately, the government's going to say, well, that doesn't matter. You know, you had these secrecy agreements that you signed, and it doesn't matter. The American public agree with you that you broke the law. But, you know, it would be in their best interest at this point, I think, to stop pursuing him so aggressively, stop trying to move heaven and earth to throw him in jail for decades, because it's clear now that the American public agrees with what he has done, and they should be focused on trying to change the law rather than track him down.
One of the things that Snowden said very early on, as a rather low-level guy at the NSA or an NSA contractor, was that he could wiretap anyone if he had their email address. And since that, we've learned about not only the telephone metadata information that they were gathering up, but also the PRISM system. And this week, Glenn Greenwald in The Guardian released information that he got from Snowden about a program called X-Keyscore. First, explain what that is. And then second, was Snowden right that people at his level could have access to pretty much any American's information?
Yes, in a way, he was correct. The way that X-Keyscore works, it's basically a giant search engine for the NSA. It kind of works the way that Facebook Graph Search works. If you have Facebook and you notice that they implemented their new search where you can search for all sorts of key terms on people, whether you're looking for their email address or their location, and kind of narrow it down that way. And what X-Keyscore does is it takes all the information the NSA is gathering from all sorts of different areas and puts it into this giant database and allows it to come out in a very easy-to-read way for the NSA. And the problem is that these NSA analysts who sit in their desk chairs and have access to X-Keyscore don't need an individual court order to go searching for people's emails. So now, while they have internal procedures that are supposed to keep them from searching for Americans' email addresses, there's no court that is authorizing them to make these searches. So potentially they could be abusing the system, and we would never know because it's done in complete secrecy. And that's really the big problem here, is that there's really no oversight or transparency involved. So when the rules get violated and unconstitutional behavior happens, the American people have no idea. And it would be going a long way just to give more Americans information about what is going on and the oversight procedures involved. So if any problems happen in the future, we would be informed.
Let me play devil's advocate for just a second, Trevor. This weekend, there are U.S. embassies in the Mideast, in Muslim countries, that are closed because of what they say is a specific al-Qaeda threat. Don't we need tools like the ones we're discussing here that the NSA is using to know about plots like this and make sure that there isn't harm coming to our people?
Look, nobody is arguing that we should dismantle the NSA completely or that we shouldn't be reading terrorist emails. Of course we should, you know? The problem is that there needs to be a certain level of oversight and probable cause for the NSA or any government agency to look into people's emails. The problem with this system is not that they're looking at terrorist emails. It's that they're sucking up millions and millions of innocent Americans' telephone records along with it. And we want to make sure that, number one, the American people know what's going on. You know, all these laws were passed in complete secrecy, and are being in secrecy. So, you know, they apply to everybody, but we don't know how. And number two, we just want to make sure safeguards in place to protect innocent Americans. You know, we're not saying that anybody shouldn't be able to use any surveillance to protect the American public. There just needs to be a certain level of oversight, oversight that has been, you know, written into our Constitution for over 200 years with the Fourth Amendment.
Well, that goes right along with what the guys who were the head of the 9/11 Commission, Tom Kaine and Lee Hamilton, said in an op-ed they wrote for Politico this week. Quote, when the Congress and the courts work in secret, when massive amounts of data are collected from Americans and enterprises, when government's power of intrusion into the lives of ordinary citizens, augmented by the awesome power of advanced technologies, is hugely expanded without public debate or discussion over 7 years, then our sense of constitutional process and accountability is deeply offended, unquote. Do you think that those voices, and that's a Democrat and a Republican who headed the 9/11 Commission, so they know a little bit about some of the things that have to be done to protect this country, do you think that those voices and others will have an impact on what will happen going forward?
I certainly hope so, and, you know, I couldn't have said it better myself as they said it in that op-ed. You know, it's really important to remember that you know, every time that one of these senators who is defending these programs comes out and uses 9/11 for an excuse to infringe on our civil liberties and privacy, that we remember we can have both. And it's not just us saying this. It's the head of the 9/11 Commission, who was in charge of investigating what problems were that led to the breakdown in security that allowed 9/11 to happen, and that we don't necessarily need to give up all our privacy to get the security that should be required. And when people are making those excuses, it's important to bring up that these powerful voices are also saying this stuff, and that it's not crazy for the American public to think that they can have privacy when it comes to their emails and telephone calls, but also feel secure that their country is safe.
Trevor Timm, activist at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, specializing in surveillance and free speech and government transparency issues. Thanks so much for joining me here today on America Weekend.
Oh, thanks a lot. That was great.
Paul Harris, America Weekend.